yeah, I don't think it's something we can plan on every year, but we also have to learn from 2025 what we can too, right? We know that we had a lot of humidity, we had a lot of rainfall, we had a lot of hot nights that brought the southern rust forth this year. Also, we had a warmer south weather in the Delta and Texas in February and March that allowed spores to get going earlier, blew north earlier into the season. Shoot, I found it in Central Illinois on July 16th. Typically, we're finding southern rust on Labor Day, not the 4th of July, right? So that's what led to the severity of the disease this year.